Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown, AM 1400. We're translated on 97.1 FM and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have a member of the Dine and Bid Committee for the upcoming University of Jamestown Dine and Bid. We have Karen Crane joining us, and Karen, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Warren.
Absolutely. We always appreciate having you on, Karen. Always full of information and a woman of many hats at the university, for sure. But Karen is joining us today to talk about the upcoming 31st annual Dine and Bid at the Larson Center on UJ's campus. It'll be Saturday, April 22nd. Karen, for those listeners who maybe don't know what the Dine and Bid is, or they hear about it and they've never been there before, can you kind of tell us a little bit about what it is?
Certainly. Dine and Bid is an annual event, and as Warren said, this will be the 31st year that it's held up at the Larson Center on the University of Jamestown's campus. For this particular event, we raise money for scholarships, for student scholarships, and one of the great things about this night is that you'll see a lot of students volunteering at the event as well. This year, it's called, the theme is The Secret Garden. Ooh. So we're thinking that that probably will inspire some interesting attire that evening, as well as some interesting items up for bid.
Absolutely. So the event of a huge fundraiser. We have even some alumni sometimes fly in from all over the area to come and participate, right?
That's correct. Yeah. People kind of put this on their calendar in advance, and we're certainly grateful for that. And we hope that everybody listening will put it on their calendar for April 22nd.
Absolutely. And we're going to give out that information for those who are interested in signing up or learning more about the Dine and Bid. We'll give that later on in the Let's Talk here. But Karen, tell us a little bit about, if you have the total, I don't know if you do, but there was a lot of money raised last year through just the Dine and Bid alone that went towards student scholarships, right?
That's correct. The number last year was the largest that has been raised so far, thanks to our generous donors, and it was about $140,000.
Goodness gracious, and that all goes towards student scholarships.
Correct.
Great. So there's probably some students there now who are benefiting from those scholarships that we helped raise, right?
Absolutely, and you know, as I said, a lot of those students will be volunteering the night of the event, too.
Fantastic. Yeah, and yeah, you have like over roughly 200 student volunteers helping setting up, tearing down. They'll help serve the food, which is being catered by Sodexo this year.
That's right. Sodexo is, I'll say, new to the University of Jamestown, although this is, you know, this will be the
second year,
first,
I think, right?
Full year. Oh, yeah. Yep, and this will be their second Dine and Bid.
Okay, perfect. So the Dine and Bid, again, Saturday, April 22nd, starts at 5:30. So Karen, walk us through the evening. You get there, there's a social, and then that's when the real fun begins.
That's correct. There is a social. It starts at 5:30. It's followed by a dinner, but during the social, everybody's bidding on silent auction items. We have many items, and I'll mention just a few of them.
Okay.
We know that we'll have a night wine bottle cover, which is kind of fun to go with the Jimmy's theme. We have a cornhole game that's being made, and again, it's going to have University of Jamestown on that particular game that's being made. There's a recliner that has a panel on the back with the Jimmy Knight, or I should say it's on the front with the Jimmy Knight.
Okay.
As well as a tandem bike and something called the Ultimate Sweet Tooth for those who love chocolate. Ooh. We have giant candy bars. So, I mean, these are just random samplings of some of our silent auction items. And then after the silent auction, well, I should say as it's continuing, we have that great dinner by Sodexo. There will also be raffles as part of that event. And it's followed by the live auction, which more for more auctioneers are always so generous in donating their time and helping us with the event. And they're doing it again this year, so we certainly thank them. I could tell you a few of those live auction items,
absolutely.
Too.
These are big items, too. These are great items that you guys have.
And again, you know, this is kind of a random sampling, so it's obviously not everything.
Yeah.
But there's a neon Jimmy's clock.
Nice.
And there will be a Billy Joel package, which includes a couple tickets and a couple nights in Minneapolis.
Wow.
There's a Twins package, again, a couple tickets to two of the games and two nights in Minneapolis. There's a trip to Belize. Ooh. One of our trustees is gracious enough to donate his home for use for a week. So that's a lot of fun for whoever gets that.
Yeah, well, we could use it around this time of year.
Exactly,
that's for sure.
Yes. Thinking of warm weather and sand and beaches.
Well, I got that on my mind now. But Saturday, April 22nd, again, is when this event happens, the 31st annual Dine and Bid. Karen is with the university's Dine and Bid committee. They're helping to plan it and getting everything together. I don't mean to brag too, Karen, but me and Casey Stout will be helping to MC the event, right?
Absolutely. And I had that on my list, but you beat me to it. But we're certainly grateful to you and Casey for helping out the night of the event.
And you know, that might be why I know so much about it too, because I've attended, but I've also been at the university. I was a student there. So now, Karen, you guys are asking to have RSVPs by April 7th, but if individuals can get it in before March 20th, they can. There's something pretty special with that, right?
Yes, they will be registered for two tickets for the 2019 Dine and Bid.
Which is
so
awesome.
There's a drawing the night of this year's event for that.
Perfect. Karen, do we have some ticket prices for individuals who want to get registered? Do we know that?
Yes. Tickets are $75 each. Okay. And there are a couple of ways to register. We're encouraging people to go online, if they would, and register online. And that is at uj.edu/dine-and-bid.
That's pretty easy to remember, though.
Yeah. And then, you know, if you need more information about the event, Kelsey Derrigish, who's our director of alumni relations, is in charge of a great committee of people here, community members and faculty members and some of the staff members up at University of Jamestown. But Kelsey's number for more information is 701-252-3467, okay. Extension 5638.
5638, okay.
And, you know, as I said, we have a lot of great people working with us on this committee, and some of them have been doing it for years and years. So we're certainly grateful to them, and we have unbelievable support coming from the Jamestown community in giving sponsorships and items to auction that night. And of course, we want to thank all of the generous donors to this event, because without it, we wouldn't be raising that kind of money that we were talking about for scholarships.
It's really amazing. So many scholarships can be given with that kind of money that's raised. And that's phenomenal. So Karen Crane, again, joining us here on Let's Talk. We gave the number and the address you can go to. Is there anything else, Karen, that you wanted to make mention of?
Well, I want to make sure that, in case we didn't mention it, the after party is at the Elks. You may have said that, but I want to make sure people know that. Okay.
Thank you for throwing that out there. See,
yeah,
I would have forgotten.
And that's okay. So that happens after the event.
Okay.
And then there was one other special item that I really want to make sure that we mention.
Okay.
Every year, President Bedell and his wife, Donna, host what's called a mystery bus eat-a-thon. And it's a tour where those who purchase tickets for this event, and it's usually a silent auction items, and they'll say the first 30 or 40 people who sign up are going on this trip. And the trip is definitely a mystery. They never tell us where we're going. Everybody just gets on the bus and has a great time.
Oh, so it sounds so fun. And the Bedalls are such gracious hosts, too. They're fantastic.
They certainly are. It's, like I said, it's a lot of fun. So that's the Mystery Bus Eat-a-thon hosted by Bob and Donna Bedell.
Perfect. And that's a silent auction item?
That is a silent auction item, so that people can, like I said, just whoever first come, first serve. I think it's usually $100 a person. So.
Well, it still sounds like tons of fun. So again, the UJ's Dine and Bid 31st annual coming up on Saturday, March 22nd. Get your tickets. Again, they're $75. And if you register before March 20th, you are entered into a drawing for two tickets to next year's Dine and Bid, which is very exciting. So, Karen, we really appreciate you joining us. I think we've covered everything.
I think so. I just really want to say thank you for having me today, Warren, and thanks again for being a master of ceremonies along with Casey Stout.
You know, I think Casey's more the masters of ceremonies than I am. I still got a long way to go. So maybe rookies of ceremonies, I think. I like that better. Karen, thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk.
Thank you.